This is Community Voices on NPR Illinois. I'm co-host Randy Eccles. We are thrilled to have a repeat guest join us. Although last time she was doing something different, she's now actually here at NPR Illinois. We'd like to introduce you to our new sponsorship account executive, Elizabeth Wake. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hey, Randy. How you doing?
Good. So we mentioned that you've been here before. What were you here for then?
I was here before to talk about my business, which was called The Wakery. It was a late night coffee shop and non-alcoholic bar in downtown Springfield.
That was your business. Can you give us an update on how that worked out?
We encountered several difficulties in the downtown area, just things beyond our control that just did not make business feasible to continue in a brick and mortar location. I made the difficult decision to close our brick and mortar. We are technically still available to do catering or still going to do like the Thanksgiving pickups and holiday pickups because a lot of people rely on that because they don't drink or they have guests who don't drink. But other than that, we no longer exist as an actual physical location.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Thank you so much for giving it a try. Like so many small businesses, you got to come up with your best plan and see if it works, adjust, and sometimes you have to make that hard decision. We're really happy that after a search for a couple new sponsorship account executives, one of them that is joining us is Elizabeth. From your perception, Elizabeth, what's your new role?
The station itself is supported by individual donors, people, but also by businesses. So anytime that you hear something that's like NPR Illinois is sponsored by, let's say it's The Wakery, the businesses can sponsor NPR. And so they're sponsoring the work of this station, everything that goes into it, keeping the media public and unbiased. Businesses then, in a thanks for that, they get an announcement on air. So you can have NPR is sponsored by The Wakery, Springfield's non-alcoholic bar. And so that way they can get their message out to customers, which as small businesses is really important to make sure that people know who you are, where you are, what you do. That's the kind of accounts that I'll be handling.
It's a little different from advertising in the sense that these are actually, as you alluded to, business gifts. They're
yes.
donations, and that we then come up with a package of announcements to acknowledge the gift.
Mm-hmm.
Those are regulated by the FCC and how we can talk about those. So it makes it a little of an art to get the right script together. The clients really, there's a what they call a halo effect, right?
Yeah.
And that is that they support the station. A lot of folks feel very good about that business because they're happy that they're helping the mission of keeping an informed and engaged public.
Absolutely. And as someone who loves to buy from local businesses, I really appreciate that when I hear a business on NPR, I know, hey, they support a station that I love and I want to go support them. And so businesses can know that that halo effect really applies to them and that our listeners pay attention to who is sponsoring NPR.
How, if somebody wanted to take advantage of these announcements, how would they get a hold of you?
So they can email me. So my email here at NPR Illinois is elizabeth.wake@uis.edu. That's probably the easiest way to get a hold of me. Otherwise, business@nprillinois.org is an easy way to get a hold of me as well.
And you can also go to nprillinois.org. There is a sponsorship dropdown that you can click, and there's that information is there too. As you approach this new job, what are your thoughts about the community and the broader opportunities?
Yeah, so I was really excited to see this job posting. My background, in addition to running a business, I have a master's degree in public administration, and I did my certificate in nonprofit management, which included fundraising. So this is something that's really near and dear to my heart and something that I really enjoy. On the other side of it, because I owned a business, I know a lot of people in the community and around Springfield in our listening area who own businesses, and I know how difficult it can be to reach your target market, to make sure that your name gets out there. So I get to combine two of my favorite passions and things that I just absolutely love and turn them into a job. So I'm really excited to get out into the community, talk with these other businesses, and all the while support a radio station that I listen to every day and that I really appreciate having in this community.
This business support is even more critical than it's ever been after the federal defunding that happened earlier this year. It's one of the crucial ways that we are looking to replace that funding so that we can continue to do what we do and not have to eliminate programs or do something like that. So we really appreciate Elizabeth and Eric, who have just started with us, coming in and reaching out to businesses and getting them engaged and working out well, hopefully for all of us.
Here's hoping.
What was it that brought you to NPR as a listener?
I have listened to NPR since I was a child. You can thank my parents for that. They always had it on in the car. I remember going to ballet classes on Saturday mornings and Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me was on. And then in the evenings, they always listened to Prairie Home Companion. We would often get pizza and just sit around and listen to the radio. So I was raised on NPR.
You have a family yourself now. Are you bringing a child along to listen to the radio, forced listening in the backseat?
Yes, he does enjoy that forced listening. We usually have it on. My husband and I turn it on in the mornings when we're getting ready. We often have it on when we're cooking. So it is kind of the background to our daily life.
Tell us a little bit more about your family. Or are you from Springfield originally?
I am from Springfield originally. What's interesting is I never thought that I was going to end up here as an adult. After Springfield, I moved away to college. And then after college, I moved overseas. My bachelor's is in international development. And I thought that I was going to live in other countries for the rest of my life. And I did that for about a decade. I was bouncing around mostly in Central America, but I spent several years in El Salvador and in Costa Rica. I've been back and forth to Thailand and different parts of Asia. And I went back and forth for about a year to Kenya, mostly doing international development, community development, and sustainable agriculture. So very different things. When I met my husband and we decided to get married, we wanted to have our family based where our family was, and he is from Cantrell, and so we decided that Springfield was a good place to settle. I have my parents here still, and he has his mom and some of his family here. So we just really wanted to be involved in the community that raised us, and now that we get to raise our son here.
A win for us. And Springfield is a great area for raising a family. We see a lot of folks who go away for a little bit, come back when they decide to start their family because it's affordable for that. And it's got a lot of things going on in the community. But boy, that international travel, a lot of folks say that's a critical educational moment in their lifetimes. What perspective did that give you as you come back to Springfield?
A lot of times, especially when I'm listening to the news, I can understand things a lot better when we're talking about like agricultural trade and things like that. Like, I have lived and worked with farmers in other countries and coffee growers and just the people who are really impacted by a lot of these international trade deals. And so it gives a whole nother perspective when you're hearing international news. But also in working in community development, I brought that back, even though, you know, Springfield is the place where I was born and raised. There's so many things that we still have yet to do to progress to a brighter and better future for everyone. And so I have brought a lot of those skills and what I've learned in other countries about being the community and being good neighbors to other people. And I live those lessons still.
How are Americans received in other countries?
It depends on the country. A lot of times people would really understand that the politics of a country are not necessarily who the person is. While in some places they might not have liked what our policies were or maybe what the United States has done to them in the past. For instance, in El Salvador in the 1980s, the U.S. purchased a lot of weapons that were used against the Salvadoran people. And the folks that I lived with knew that, yes, that was the history of the United States, but they also knew that I was not the person who did that. So they still loved and respected me while not having a particularly positive view on what the U.S. military had done.
Sometimes it's hard, but you have to distinguish between the government of a country and the people of a country.
Yes.
We talked about work and your early days of travel and things. What do you do for fun these days?
Well, I love to garden. I am outside pretty much all the time. Yesterday, I finished an irrigation system for my new pollinator garden. I love to try to make sure that I can take care of the earth and all of the things that it gives us, and I want to be a good steward of that. I really like to get outside and be involved in the community. I live in the Enos Park area, and we have a wonderful community garden. We've got a great micro pantry. We have an elementary school, and my family and I just love to walk around, support whatever we can, get involved in whatever we can. And I love that Springfield has so many outdoor places that we can go. So like the Lincoln Memorial Gardens, all of the various parks that we have around. We have a zoo. We have just so many places that we can get out and about on different trails. Love doing all that. And I like to get involved with community theater. I've been in several Muni shows and the Legacy and the Hoagland Center for the Arts. So I like to go to shows and be in shows.
That's all very fun, as I've done some of that. It's incredible the community we have in Springfield for theater. But just like you talked about the parks and everything else, we're so fortunate because that exists all across Central Illinois, mm-hmm. whether it's Decatur or Jacksonville, Taylorville, Litchfield, Lincoln. There's so many different places. Even as you go a little further to like Urbana or down to Southern Illinois, we have a richness of outdoor spaces. And that's something that's really fun for us to be able to take advantage of. Or going along the Mississippi is always a fun drive too. And things. When you started thinking about how you were going to jump into this new job, and let me just remind folks, we're talking to Elizabeth Wake. She's our guest today on Community Voices. She's been our guest in the past when she was with the Wakery. She is now the sponsorship account executive for NPR Illinois. We just wanted to give you another chance to get to know Elizabeth, and I'll say it, if you're a business who can help support the mission of NPR Illinois, please reach out to any of our sponsorship account executives, Elizabeth being one of them. Talk to them about how you can support us and help yourself at the same time. And what's that contact information again?
Yeah, so you can go to the nprillinois.org website and you'll be able to contact us there, or you can send an email to business@nprillinois.org.
You're talking about theater and you've been at a couple shows. What's your favorite show?
Oh, gosh. I have so many favorites. I am really excited. I got to see Six. It was kind of a unified effort by several of the local high schools. So I got to see that live for the first time. And I fell in love with that show so much that in December, I'm going up to Chicago to see it in Chicago. But I think the favorite show that I've been in Springfield is probably Rocky Horror. It's such a cult classic. It's such a favorite of so many people in Springfield. And it is the most fun show to be in. It's so much fun.
So have you been in Rocky Horror?
I have been in Rocky Horror. This was probably back in like 2017, maybe. I was an usherette. All the songs are fantastic. I am an avid dancer. I've danced my entire life. And it was just so much fun.
Rocky Horror is a big commitment for some folks because it's not exactly normal costuming.
No, it is not. But yeah, it's definitely an adventure. You have to be a little more comfortable on stage in front of people with maybe a little less costuming than you're used to.
And that All Area 6 production that you saw with the different high schools,
yes.
That was tremendous. And I had just seen it in St. Louis, and it was just amazing musical.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see more things like that come around. That was I don't know if they've done an all, do they do that every year, that all city?
I don't
type?
Think so. That was the first time that I had heard or seen it happen. But I just really loved the unity that it created, and these students who maybe never would have gotten a chance to work with each other got to be in a production together.
What else do you see as shining jewels of the area?
Oh, so many things. We have so much to do and see around town. I feel like every weekend my family has to pick and choose what we have the energy to do because there is so much going on. Like, we love to go to the Kidzium downtown. My son is 3. He is just the perfect age for it. And we go there. But there are so many different like little kid things. There's Erga Doozy and Bounce Tag and just all these things that you can go to. But then plus there's so many different shows. Like, we have so much local theater going on. You have to choose which show you want to see because you can't possibly see them all. We have a ballet company. We have performance groups. There's always something musical going on if you enjoy music. And then there's constantly like 5Ks happening, live music at the bars, so many local restaurants. Like, if you don't know what to do in Springfield, you just got to start cracking open the Illinois Times and getting on NPR.org and just seeing what is going on, because there is more than you could ever consume that is happening in Springfield.
Yeah, and if you think you have an event that somebody doesn't know about, you can go to NPRIllinois.org to the calendar section and add your event, and then we share it with everybody else. So that's great, too. As we wrap up, Elizabeth, anything that you want to leave folks with going forward?
I'd just like to say that anyone who does have a business and wants to support the great work of NPR, I would really love to connect with you, because NPR Illinois is a true gem that we have in this listening area. And our listeners really are listening to your announcements. And I just wanted to say that they sound like news because they are newsworthy. So any business that wants to contact me, I'd love to work with you.
And you can find Elizabeth's contact information under the sponsorship drop-down navigation at nprillinois.org. Elizabeth Wake, we are so happy to have you here with us as part of the staff, as our sponsorship account executive, and in general to be here on Community Voices. Thanks for joining us again.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.